Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Chloe. Hey, Chloe! She sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe I'll turn it into an awesome adventure. You know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Bowden and Zephyrin from Terrence, BC, Jace from Sweden, Lincoln and Reed from Houston, Texas, Cora and Gabriel from Atlanta, Georgia, Lincoln from Ferndale, Michigan, Austin from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and Levi and Ansel from Sarasota, Florida. I'm so glad that you are all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go. Chloe was a super silly cat that loved to have fun outside. She loved to roll around in the grass, and she was just a little kitten, so she had a lot to learn. Yeah, when baby animals are outside and rolling around, there's so many new smells for them to smell. And Chloe loved to make friends with all the other animals that lived in her backyard. And Chloe was the fastest of them all. She would say, "You can't catch me, tag, you're in." And she would tag one of the squirrels and start running around the yard. The squirrels tried their best to keep up, but Chloe was way too fast. Well, all of a sudden, in the middle of their game, it started to rain. Ah! Chloe ran and hid over underneath one of the trees to keep her from getting too wet. It rained really quickly and then stopped. Whew! She looked over at one of the squirrels and said, "I don't know how you guys stay out here and live in the trees forever, but I need to go back inside to my nice, warm, clean house." As she started to walk back to her house, she turned around and got distracted and stumbled right into a mud pit. Oh no, splash! The mud covered her from her head to her tail. Chloe was a very muddy kitty. As she didn't really know what to do, she walked towards the door, and her grown-up kitties were waiting there at the door. And they said, "All right, Chloe, you gotta come in and take a bath." Oh no, Chloe does not like baths. Like, cats don't like baths. Chloe shouted, No, I'll be fine. I don't need to take a bath." And her mom and dad laughed as they looked at her and saw the mud completely covering her fur. They said, "Chloe, you definitely need a bath. I mean, look at yourself. Like, it looks painful how much mud is on your fur." And Chloe looked around at herself and she said, "No, it's really not that bad. Like, I'm totally fine. Like, this is what the cool cats do. We cover ourselves in mud." "Chloe, it's time to come in. We need to take a bath."
"Okay, but just not my head. I don't like the water on my head."
You see, Chloe, not only did she not really like baths, but she definitely didn't like when the water got on her head. Ooh, that can be a little scary, right?
"Yeah, I know. When I was little, I used to be afraid of bath time too, when the water would get on my head. But not anymore."
But Chloe was still just a kitten. She still had a lot to learn. Her dad had a fun idea. He said, "Hey, Chloe, I have something really cool. Before your bath, here, put these on." Chloe looked at these things. She had never seen them before. But I think you know what they are, and I know what they are. They were goggles.
"Okay, what do I do with these?"
"Well, Chloe, you just put them over your eyes, and we're going to play an adventure game, okay?"
Chloe really liked adventure games. "Okay, let's play!" All right, first we gotta get in the bath to play the game.
The bath? Are you sure?
Chloe didn't like that part of the adventure game, but she really liked adventure games, so she hopped right in the tub. And her daddy cat said, "All right, Chloe, first I have to explain to you, we are about to embark on a super secret adventure."
Oh, I love those.
Yes, and part of this adventure, we are going to have to go scuba diving to find buried treasure.
Buried treasure? Even better!
And so that is when the daddy cat, Chloe's dad, started to describe this really fun adventure.
"One day, a long time ago, there were a whole group of pirates, and they were very mean. Arr!"
Chloe closed her eyes and smiled. She loved listening to these stories. And her dad continued,
"Yes, and these pirates, they were the meanest of them all. They had stolen everyone's treasure, and they had put it all on their ship. Well, one day, a terrible storm came and knocked their ship over, and it sank all the way to the bottom of the ocean. News spread that to all the other pirates, and they were coming. But Chloe, the super cat, was not going to let that happen." Chloe peeked her eyes open as she smiled about the story. She really liked being the super cat. Do you like being the super cat?
Oh, me too. I love being the super in a story.
"Yes, Chloe, the super cat," her dad said. "She was the bravest cat in the whole world, and she knew that she had to get to that treasure the fastest before anyone else got there. Because if the pirates got there first, then that treasure would be lost forever. But this was the last chance to return everyone's treasure back to them. And so Chloe put on her scuba diving goggles, just like the ones Chloe had put on. And on the count of three, Chloe, we gotta go under and search for treasure. 1, 2, 3. Chloe held her breath and dove underwater to go search for this treasure. It was deep, deep down in the very depths of the ocean. And one by one, she sorted through all kinds of rocks and debris. And finally, she found the ship with the buried treasure at the bottom of the ocean. Go, Chloe, go!" her dad shouted. And just like that, Chloe rescued all the treasure and brought it back to the people. The end.
Wow, Dad, that was a great story. And look at you, Chloe. You are all clean.
What?
Chloe took off her goggles and looked around. She was completely soaked and very clean.
How did that happen?
Well, you see, we turned it into a fun story, her dad said.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we have to do something scary, it's a lot easier if we turn it into a fun adventure, right?
Oh, I guess so, said Chloe.
She didn't even realize that was going on. She was having so much fun imagining in this story. Well, I'm very glad that Chloe got all cleaned up because it is almost time for her bedtime. Everyone say goodnight, Chloe.
Goodnight, Chloe.
I'm getting a little sleepy. Achoo. Well, friends, it's a really important thing to learn how to do stories. And sometimes when we have to do things that are a little scary, story is the best way to do it because it makes it more fun and not as scary. Well, friends, you have a super duper day. And we'll see you on the next story. Bye!
Wow, what a super fun story. If you haven't yet, make sure that you smash that follow button so that you don't miss any of our super fun stories every day. And do you know what
I am looking at right now? I am looking at more kid shoutouts.
Woohoo! I want to say hey to Ava, from Chelsea, London,
Koshal from California,
David from New York City, Waverly and Augie from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Sienna from West Seattle, Amos and Lucas from New Haven, Connecticut, Grant from California, and Hannah from Ontario. I'm so glad that you are all on the Spy Kids team and a part of this Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stingy Breath and the Purple Ninjas without you. Well, I hope you have a super day. And all right, there's so many more stories. Well, I'll see you over on the next story. See ya!